President Bush's second term kicked off yesterday with inaugural festivities. Those unhappy with the president over issues such as the war in Iraq held counter-inaugural events in dozens of cities across the country. In New Orleans, about 1,500 people, many dressed as mourners, paraded through the French Quarter in what they called a jazz funeral for democracy. A horse-drawn carriage carried copies of the Constitution and the U.S. Patriot Act. Seventh grader Avery Friend spoke at the event.
We said that there was a right man for the job of the President of the United States and that there was a wrong man. The wrong man will again hold office. There's nothing we can do about that. It's time to stop mourning and start working. We're not going to shut up until we're heard.
USA of Iraq! Not another war for oil! USA of Iraq!
Smaller demonstrations took place elsewhere. Scott Byrd helped organize a protest that attracted about 60 people in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Even though we're in a red state, I mean, we have blue people everywhere. There's definitely a lot of progressives in Stillwater. There's a lot of progressives throughout Oklahoma.
Most of the protest efforts, though, focused on the inaugural parade in Washington, D.C., and demonstrators there had to fight hard to stand out. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The group known as the Answer Coalition challenged restrictions against protests in court. Some of those challenges will continue even after the last vestiges of the parade have been swept away. They're challenging limits on where people could stand and rules that prohibited putting signs on sticks. Answer's Brian Becker told the crowd that these tactics were typical of an administration that tries to stifle dissent.
And they had hoped that on this day, Inauguration Day, they could stage-manage democracy and make us invisible. They wanted to make sure that nobody could see the posters. Let the people see your posters.
Those signs called the president a war criminal and demanded that he bring the troops home now. People came to protest for different reasons, but agreed that the Bush administration was a disaster. And some were willing to risk their vocal cords to make that point.
Who is a terrorist?
Bush is a terrorist.
Who is a terrorist?
Bush is a terrorist.
Who is a terrorist?
Bush is a terrorist.
Louder!
Whether you agreed with the protesters or not, you had to admire their stamina. Some drove cross-country in crowded buses, then waited hours to clear security and stood for hours more in the cold. A woman named Fran came all the way from Flint, Michigan with her daughter and some friends.
To protest this administration because it's important to me, to my family, to the world. We need change.
They tried hard to keep up the energy so the president would be impressed when he drove by. But it wasn't clear that the man behind the tinted windows noticed when they booed. But for many in the crowd, like student John Cochran of Washington, D.C., the most important thing was to make a point to his 5-year-old daughter, who rode on his shoulders carrying an anti-Bush sign.
Since March 2003, we've been to a few war protests.
You're educating her own?
Yeah, just understanding, question, and don't accept everything. Accountability is a big issue here.
Then, as the second Bush term officially began, people wandered home and began thinking of what to do next, some wearing bracelets that said, Think Blue 2008. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.